T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
She knows everything.
All right, smartass.
Just ask her.
So she's super attractive and she's super smart.
It's time to ask Nancy Know-It-All.
You think you know everything.
Time now for Nancy Know-It-All this week. And we are fortunate because every day we work with a know-it-all. Yes. I'm sure many of you work with a know-it-all. And our Nancy Know-It-All has no hesitation whatsoever. Any topic, anything you're talking about, she has no problem butting in and interjecting with just some know-it-all information. Mm-hmm. That's her thing. She knows everything. So here's an email that I received late last week. I will read it verbatim. 32-year-old female here, and I listen to your show on the way to work every morning. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that. Last month, I found out that my husband and I were pregnant.
Oh, congratulations.
I have a very close group of 6 friends, and we do everything together. I have noticed recently that one of them has been saying very negative things about my pregnancy and whether or not my husband and I will make good parents.
Oh, that's inappropriate.
That's not nice.
All of my other friends have been very supportive and very excited. I feel like I need to say something to this woman who I have invited to my baby shower, who is not acting like she is a real friend.
Yeah, I would nip that in the bud right now.
What would Nancy Know-It-All do is what this woman wants to know.
I would pull her aside and have a conversation and say, you know, I've noticed that you've been making a lot of remarks along the following lines, and provide some concrete examples. And then say, you know, I know we're close, and I know we all kind of joke around about some stuff, but I feel like you might be serious about this, and it really concerns me. If you have an issue, I'd really appreciate if you would discuss what your concerns are with me instead of verbalizing in front of the whole group.
What is that thing? Is that the jealousy thing that you guys
have? It could be a lot of different things, but, you know, the jealousy thing is right up there. I don't know if this other person has had a rough go with trying to have a baby herself, because sometimes that manifests itself when, you know, women will kind of disguise their own pain with, you know, dealing with infertility or pregnancy loss, and they get catty with other people. It happens. It's how they cope.
Right.
So that's why I would just pull her aside and be like, what's your deal? Like, you know, you keep making these comments. I want to let it slide, but you're really hurting my feelings. It's insulting to me. And like, you're pregnant. You have enough to deal with hormones and physical pain and all the other crap that comes along with pushing a baby out of you. You don't need this nonsense from someone who's supposedly a close friend of yours.
Women are so different than men.
Yes, we are, sir.
Really?
I'd never talk to her again in my life. Why give her the credit? Why? What would you want to explain anything to her? You're having the baby. You're happy. Your life is perfect, and she's a miserable. You know what?
A texter says that she probably has no kids, and this has happened to them, where one of their friends who was trying to get pregnant was lashing out at her because she couldn't have a baby.
Yes.
So let's have like a long-winded afternoon conversation. How stupid is that?
Yeah, well, like I said, everyone deals with that. That's a very, you know, dealing with infertility and pregnancy loss is a very traumatic thing for not only women, but couples. And people react differently to it. Doesn't give her a pass if that's what's going on. But that's why I would pull her aside and speak to her about it and find out exactly what the deal is there.
Here's a text that says they are having an affair. The husband and the best friend.
That would be a very aggressive if she were having an affair with the husband, that would be a very aggressive manifestation of her trying to communicate that. Because I think in most cases, the friend having the affair with the husband would want to keep that as quiet as possible.
Here's somebody who says maybe this is the only honest friend that she has, and she would be a crappy parent.
Then maybe she should pull her aside and be like, hey, I'm concerned that you're going to be a crappy parent.
I love people who feel the need to involve themselves in everybody else's lives. Right. Like, if she was going to have, she's going to have a baby with her husband, they're going to be the parents that they're going to be. They don't need you to caution them about life's travails. Like, mind your own beeswax. Stay out of their life.
That's what I was thinking, that this is like a super mom. She's got kids. She's raised perfectly. And she can totally prejudge on how someone's going to be a parent.
Oh, you guys have no idea what you're in for. You have no idea how hard it is.
Here's a 774 text. This is, again, what you're talking about, LB, when it comes to the warped female brain. A friend of mine who has infertility issues stopped talking to me for 3 years because I had a baby.
Of course.
I mean,
I have a friend that did the same thing, that was dealing with that for about the same time, 3 years, and just kind of stopped talking to everybody and stopped going to events because it was very traumatic for her. She was going through a really hard time.
Didn't you stop talking to one of your friends when your squirrel couldn't have a baby, or was it your ostrich? I don't remember which animal, but
I asked you not to discuss that on the air, and you're creating kind of a boundary issue right now.
When did you get the ostrich?
Oh, she just found it.
I stole it from
the
zoo.
It was on Route 3. It was on the side of Route 3 the other day, an ostrich. And so, all right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.